W8FU. Where are you at?
I'm right here.
No, because I'm right here and I don't see you.
Maybe it's a different here.
WPAD. Good morning, Walt. Got Lance and I out here this morning, commuting to work.
Oh, good morning, Lance. Good morning, Sean. Just want to pop in that gal that I introduced you to, her and her mother. That was the girl, or lady I was referring to, where she was talked about her $3 jacket.
All right, so when you were heading out, the one that said, "Hey, Walt!" It's like, you know somebody everywhere. I wasn't sure who that was, but that's somebody you met there?
No, that was the gal her we had lunch with on Father's Day, who made mention her jacket cost $3 at Salvation Army while her husband bought the pickup in the motorhome.
Okay, the mother or the daughter? Or I'm assuming it was a mother and daughter. So anyhow, when it comes back around, go ahead, Lance.
I guess to answer your question, I just got into the 106 area.
Oh, you're still up north. There you go. Anyhow, Walt, was it the older woman or the younger? Was that a mother-daughter? I didn't recognize them.
Yeah, mother and daughter. The daughter's married to my son's friend, and anyway, just thought I'd pop in and try to straighten that out. I just got up again. And good morning to you, Lance. I'm going to clear and hit the head, and today's the Lark in the Park day. Get ready for that. Everybody have a great day. Sean, WPAD.
All right, okay, yeah, now it's connecting. That's the one that's married to your son's friend and her mother. Okay. All square now. I got it straight. Well, I'll be in here for another 10 or so, so say hi. Lance?
Yep, 7-3 Walt, and I had another 37.
What's the 37?
Well, you said you got another 10 or so. I got another 37.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Much farther than I. Where do you got to go today? Auburn Hills, or do you got to come down into the city?
Just Auburn Hills. We only have to come in this week. I usually stay home for Wednesdays because I need to get the kid, and then off Thursday and Friday.
makes isn't getting back to work better, because now it makes the days you get to stay home so much nicer.
I don't know. I could do without getting home at 6 o'clock at night.
There is a solution for that. It's called location, location, location.
Yeah, or getting my butt up earlier.
I'll tell you what, the gas bill's got to be pretty steep too.
Haven't paid that much attention to it. Sure, it's up there, but between driving back and forth to work and back and forth to Grand Blanc, and the X would meet me halfway sometimes, or split the drive.
Well, it's the trade-off for living out there. Everything's a cruise, and you got a big gasoline bill. But there are many, many reasons why it's worth it. So there you go.
Nice to be able to hop on the mule and take a route through the backyard, or get the kids got the go-kart they can cruise around in. Just see all sorts of wildlife in the yard.
Oh, yeah. For me, it's... I want to be 2 minutes away from Myers or Kroger or something like that. Actually, I want to have choices, and I want to be a few miles away. I mean, a lot, but enough to need some civilization. How far do you got to drive for like a Myers or something, or whatever the equivalent is? You're not in IGA land yet.
There's a Kroger maybe 4 miles down the road, but there's a Walmart like maybe 10 minutes, or kind of 4 or 5 miles the other way, but my closest Meijer is Birch Run, which Meijer is my preferred store, so I end up going up there anyway. So it's not ideal, but there was one at Pearson Road right off of 75 there, and they got robbed so much then, closing the store down and ripping the building down.
Well, that's not too bad, 4 or 5 miles. It's not like you gotta cruise a half an hour to get to anything. So, how far off the freeway are you up there? I think you're not terribly far.
About 10 minutes or so. But, there's just two stop signs and a few miles, and I'm off the dirt road, and there's not a not even a very well-traveled dirt road, I guess, just to say it. It tees off at the main road, so there's not a lot of through traffic, you know.
Well, that traveled a lot's good. My dirt road has traveled a lot, and it's like the main drag to get in and out of the sub, and it's just, I wish they would just close it off at the end so that people couldn't use it to get in and out of the sub, because it's tore up all the time. It was so bad just recently, they finally came back and graded it, but it was so bad, it was, it's like a roller coaster ride. I don't know why it got like that right out in front of my neighbor's house, but it did. Very weird. Never saw it that bad down by me. But something happened. And that's just all that traffic. So, oops, I gotta get over here. Ah, damn it. Motorcycle in my flying spot, too. Come on, let's go.
I just found that crazy that they still had that dirt road. It's just middle of the city. They haven't thrown a layer of blacktop or anything on that yet. Mine's pretty well maintained, and it's got the crushed stone in it, so I think it's hard as a rock when it's dry out. When you start getting getting rain and everything on it, you start getting little potholes, but I'm like the first house off the road from the north, so I don't have to be on it that long.
Well, that's good. Anyhow, yeah, I got that dirt road. You know, there's a whole bunch of them. It wasn't just ours. Ours is kind of unique in that there's a few paved streets between us and the rest of them, but that whole corridor there right by me is all dirt roads and acre property, so it's our little secret in the city there. So people don't think of that when they think of Warren, so it's our little secret hiding place up in the northwest corner.
Yep, I know there's a few of them. They're all kind of in that same swamp, I guess. But, I don't know. That I know of, at least. I remember in middle school when we shared a bus with the Immaculate Conception kids, and they started bringing us to their school first, making us late. We hit those dirt roads, and we're like, what the heck?
I thought you were over by Cousino growing up.
Yeah, I went to Macomb Christian over, like 12 in Van Lake for middle school. I don't remember what else is over there. I was over by the old tank plant and everything.
Wow, that's still a little bit of a cruise for you to be sharing a bus with the Immaculate kids. So, but, well, look at that. That was a street I live on. I didn't even know it was there. First time I knew it was there, we were like probably 14 or 15 years old, and we stole the keys to an older brother's car, and we were out cruising around in the Gremlin, I think. We're out driving around the sub, and the car stalled, and we couldn't get it started on my street. We were like, man, we couldn't believe it was a dirt road. Little did I know, some years later, I'd be living there.
Yeah, it was it was a haul, I guess, but we were, you know, just a few kids, so they shared the bus. It was too small to have our own bus, and so we shared the bus with them, and then, yeah, they were dropping us off first, and then they decided to flip it around, and we ended up being like 20 minutes late for school.
Okay, I had to get my coffee. So, all is right in the world.
Yeah, I messed up my coffee this morning. I put the lid on.
So whereabouts yet now? You're getting a little snap crackly pop.
I am coming in the north end. I'm in the 90 degrees. So starting to get to the fringe of Holly and not quite to FBI yet.
You're in the strut transition.
The audio level better today. I don't think you need one less than
It is. It's you talk quiet anyhow, but the audio seems to be up a little, so I think you adjusted the, did you adjust it?
Yeah, I bumped the gain. There's only, settings on that, so, but I bet if I go into D-Star, it's going to be less than my speaker, though, so, I don't think there's a gain.
Yeah, but who goes into D-Star?
Yeah, it's just a spine or a meter that's still working.
I'm going to convert all my repeaters over to D-Star. So it'd be the D-Star network.
D-Star B25, BMR, MXD, and all of them. No, and YSO.
All right, Lance. I'm making the final approach here. I'm going to get parked and get inside and see what the day awaits, see what the day brings. Drive safe, and we'll catch you a little later. After yours, W8FU. W8FU. You still there, Sean? KZAC. For a minute. Second.
Yeah, I just wanted to put a grin on your face. Remember the other day you and I were chatting and I was trying the three different repeaters? I had come through the car wash just before that, and when I got home, I get out of the car and I look in the back seat, my antenna, since I went through the car wash, I pulled it off the roof and it was sitting in my back seat. So much for that test. It's now back on the roof. Okay, have a great day.
Probably work a little better. All right, later. I'm here. W8FU.
Probably a little better SWR too.
WBAD monitoring. WBAD monitoring.
N-8-K-B-B.
K-E-8-V-S-I, K-Z-8-Z.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy. Are you heading over? I heard you say mobile. I'm just leaving the lunch place now.
Actually, I am heading to the park. Stopped at Goddess South, so I'm going to eat when I get there and just take my time and whatnot. Right before I left, I was bent over getting something out of my freezer for my little cooler, and my back bit me really hard. So I moved it around as best I could, took some Advil. I got ice on it right now. Not sure which way it's going to go. But I do know that driving in my car is like one of the best things that I can do when that happens, so that's why I decided to go ahead and head to the park, and we'll see how it does.
Oh, man. And it's always those stupid things, like, yeah, I was bending over to get something out of the freezer. That's like, oh, jeez. Do you have enough ice for it? You need another ice pack? Actually, I have my cooler backpack with me that's got two ice packs in it. So if you need one in there, they're perfect size for a bag, too. You can always pull one out of there and use it, too. I am at, let me see, Livernois and Hamlin, and I'm heading over to the park.
Oh, all right, cool. Yeah, I've got the one on my back right now, and I got a couple more in the cooler, so I'll be fine, but thanks. Good to always have plenty. But anyway, yeah, we'll just see how it goes. We'll decide when I get there and start moving around a little bit. Regardless, I'm going to be moving slow. So, and Livernois Hamlin, cool, that's not bad at all. 22 and a live, yeah, you won't be far behind. So, all right, we will see you there.
Okay, I'll see you soon, KZ83.
KZ8VFI. And then I hit the one turnaround too early. Yuck. It's like 100 feet before the right one. Jeez. Anyway, did two more U-turns, and now I'm back on the right road.
Remember, two wrongs don't make a right, but three lefts make a right.
You didn't sound too sure about that.
It's because I had that joke in my head. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait.
Yep. Hey, I just found out, did you know that if you put shoes on a bear,
it still has their feet.
Oh my gosh. That's so stupid. Oh, I can't wait to tell Kim. She's gonna just crack up.
KEATSI, Greg, you copy? KEATSI.
KEATSI, I copy.
I had to make a stop, so I'm about 10 minutes away.
Joe, we'll see you soon.
W8NS Mobile.
Did you figure it out?
Yeah, man. It's real easy. Once you figure out where all the hidden little things you gotta change are, you put them in the right format with the right spaces and the right letters and this and that and the other. Once you get all those things figured out, where they're all hidden and all that, it's easy.
Yeah, that's why I say the DR mode is the easiest way to do it. The radio should come preloaded with majority of the reviews in it, but kind of outdated, but it does all of that for you, so it's a little bit easier when you get into that DR mode and get that working.
Except I don't have a repeater anywhere near me, so what good is that?
Yeah, you got that hot spot, but it's good for traveling, but it'll work with your hot spot too. Can be tricky getting it right if you don't have the CQ in there. It'll only go to the repeater, so sometimes you only hear half the conversation and stuff like that.
Sean, you ain't got no audio.
Hello. Wow. That's chitty chitty bang bang.
Yes, very bad. Sorry to complain, but I'm tired of hearing that. This is easy. I'll jump out. It's a new node, so I've got to get it adjusted right. Not a big deal. But anyhow, as far as the D-Star stuff goes, yeah, everybody always says, oh, it's so easy, you just press the button and this. Yeah, providing all these other things are done correctly first, then it's easy, which is not easy because, they just subtract all that goofy rigmarole it takes to get to the point where then it's easy. Well, so is everything I've ever done. Once I figure out all the hard parts, it is easy.
I think you may have made it harder on yourself nuking the programming, but because it should have come preloaded with the repeater list, and then it is easy. Once you get in that DR mode, it does all the hard stuff for you. So, out of the box, my radios were pretty easy. I think you just put in the call sign, and it's good to go.
So why wouldn't factory reset put it back to where it came from the factory, or do they like factory reset it, then load something that you have the potential to nuke by doing a factory reset? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you are talking an older generation radio too, so it may be something that they learned their mistake from, because I believe maybe from the factory it didn't come loaded with that repeater list and you had to go to ICOM and download it, but the newer radios do have it already in there. I don't know, but that D-Star info will give you, you can go in there and you give it, put in your zip code and what radio you have, and you give it a percentage of how many analog and digital repeaters you want, and it'll you is download a list, and it'll give you a file that you just load right into the programming software, and then the radio knows all the repeaters around.
Yeah, but that then begs the other question. I am not near any repeaters, so what good does it do for me to get into this DR mode and get the list of repeaters when I can't hit one from where I'm at? So, I mean, that's great, but again, what am I going to do, get in my car and drive north until I can hit Auburn? You know, so I got to get my hotspot running. And all the caveats are there for the hotspot as well. So, I don't know. It's just, like I said, something is seriously, I'm sure there's some space I don't have in there, or some letter isn't correct. It should be G instead of C, or I remember when I did this once before, I got successful, and then I was so frustrated when I got it done, I never looked at it again. And, I've got to figure out how to do it with the hotspot. I've got the easiest hotspot on Earth. It's the OpenSpot 4 Pro. It couldn't be any easier, yet, and I do everything they say, and it seems like it's working. It comes back and tells me that's where I'm connected, and when I talk, and crickets, there's just nobody out there, nobody talking. I call, somebody answers, nobody answers. So maybe it's just, is it that dead? Maybe I am going out, and it's just that dead. I don't know.
Hey, it's so easy. Even Sean can't figure it out.
Fred, let's switch everything to D-Star today.
We had this discussion 20 years ago, I think. Yeah, no. Yeah, I was saying that you can put your hotspot in there as a repeater, and it'll work, but it does want a 2x3 call sign, so if you don't have that, you got to add in spaces, and yeah, there's some weirdness, but the majority of the time, you don't have to worry about that. Yeah, it's so cool that the manufacturers had to preload settings for repeaters into users' radios so that it could work better for them.
I got this little ID51, and I've got this OpenSpot 4, and I want to see the two of them talk together. I want to make contact, and then I'll say, been there, done that, got the T-shirt, moving on.
I'm on the Auburn Hills machine. I think it's linked to 24 Charlie now. It looked like it wasn't linked to anything, but I hit the link button. I don't know if I'm going to try it, otherwise it can wait until I get home and we can figure out what's going on.
Okay, you said 89 Charlie's better?
Four Charlie is the original Michigan reflector, and then when they put up the Warren machine, they made the 89 Charlie and connected them together, but people got mad, so they disconnected them. But I do this on 24 Charlie because you said you were on 24 Charlie.
Well, I can go to either one. I'm going to, as soon as you tell me, I'm going to select it and I presume go there.
Just for 24, because I think that's what I have the other side set to.
Thank God we got analog repeaters to figure out all this digital stuff on.
Hey, don't lump D-Star in with any other digital modes of semen rubs, because our shit works. Well, I connect to North America on MI5.
Okay, I think I just talked on 24 Charlie. Do you hear me?
I did not, but that
All right. Good.
And W8FU, I'm gonna be monitoring on 24 chip dip.
Well, I need two SD cards. I came up to the garage here. I'm gonna pop them in before I go back inside, but I figured I'd sit out here in some fresh air and take my work break. So I punched out, I came up here to put my feet out until Michelle gets home here. So I grabbed a handheld, and I think I'm on Flynn.
Yeah, Flynn analog, not on Flynn D-Star.
Oh no, because that would require me to go grab a D-Star radio. But I don't even think I've hooked up my D-Star. I used to have a D-Star out at the house, the old house. It's still sitting on the shelf. I haven't hooked it up here yet. IARC says you have a pair for D-Star in Oakland County. I do. Alright, hold on, my phone's ringing. So yes, so.
Well, I've had the 9700 connected up to that repeater up there because it's on the outside antenna and I can work it. So I've actually worked it there. Even that was somewhat successful because, you know, I was definitely on the repeater, but the repeater wasn't on the reflector, and so I was talking to nobody or something. I don't know. I forget. It's been a while. I kind of went shrug, been there, done that. Now I'm just trying. Now I don't have the ability to hit it because that radio's down, the antenna's down. And I don't feel like reaching around and hooking it up to my other antenna, which I got dedicated to another radio. So I want to try the hotspot handheld method now. And it's the Rurik. OpenSpot 4 Pro is as good as it gets when it comes to that stuff. So if you can't get it with an ID51 and a OpenSpot 4 Pro, then it ain't worth getting.
Yeah, it depends on how they have them set up. Either the first monitor reflector or you can disconnect it or have them parked on a reflector, but you can remove it and after 15 minutes of inactivity it'll disconnect and whatever. All depends on your setup. But on that open spot, is there like a login where you can see, I don't know, on PiStar, you can see dashboard and I'll tell you what you have in there for your parameters.
Yeah, I just don't understand half of them. Like it tells me right now the active connector is REF/XRF, D plus, D extra. Then I go down here, there's my frequency and my mode, D star. And then it's mode, reflector, gateway. I got it in reflector. It says REF024, module C. It's got a server address and a port, which it automatically populated. A CCS port and a call sign, my call sign. And then it says check D-Star registration. D-Star registration for W8FU is valid. Local module D, reflector, gateway ID. Remote module, set your call to network. So, I mean, I can see a ton of stuff. I just don't know what some of it really means. And then over in my status window, I see 2CQ from W8FU Sean. It says group D-Star voice call from modem at 1651, blah, blah, blah.
CQ is right, then you should have the call sign with the module and then the call sign with gateway on it. I'm not familiar with the open spot to tell you what you're looking at. Is there a last heard on there?
Sean, shouldn't you be concerned with building all the GMRS network down in Indiana and Ohio?
No, I'm going to take a vow of celibacy and build a D-Star network.
Getting all them GMRS repeaters linked together, you better catch up.
The feds on you. Hey, we need something for that fourth port in Richmond.
How
about NXDN?
Brandmeister, split Brandmeister and TGIF network on one on each port on the TMR. You know, slot one, slot two.
Yeah, I've heard you mention that. We could do something like that, but you know, first we gotta get the get everything together and get it up. I wanted to do it last weekend, but you were nowhere to be found.
Yeah, you did.
Well, there's always this weekend. Hey, wait a minute. Don't you owe us a check? Where's our money? Yeah, we gotta go spend money.
You don't have your money yet? Did you submit a bill?
I was submitted last week.
Oh, well, good grief. You've worked with the government long enough to know it's going to take a little bit longer than that.
Okay, I got to go buy a hose 8K and stuff, you
Mobile.
Hey, Bill.
WDG, are you around?
KFAS testing.
I'm hearing things.
It might be me.
Ah, it was. I didn't realize how many radios I had on here. What talk group you on?
23, your D-Star.
No, I heard you on the DMR machine. What talk group you on?
89. 9C. I was going through the airwaves on that BRO repeater on the 89C gateway. 3198726. Just a second, I'll look. Okay.
Oh, okay. I that's where I heard you then. But I've apparently been banned, so I can't get.
It's somewhat. Well, it was a puzzle, and it got to me, so I had to do it. I'm not sure where my all-star note is going. And a KPP, in case it's going somewhere on the air. Let's see here. That's where I went. I hit the WABRO repeater. I got my antenna outside my golf bag raised on a pole because I still haven't done it, so I'm able to hit a lot more repeaters. So I went and I hit that one with the 89C, and I was able to get to it. I don't have my scan on, so if you go there, you'll have to tell me. 3198726, CQ Michigan, D-Star reference, reflector 089C. But I'm actually doing it on 442-0375.
I don't know, I'm just trying to do it natively with the little D-Star handheld in my hotspot, and it's not working, so I lost interest a couple hours ago.
Just get the reflector 89C with your D-Star, and not have to do any of the other monkeying around, because I believe that would do it natively.
Yeah, like I said, I can't unless I bootleg someone else's call.
Okay. We can chat about this some other day or on the phone. Okay. Yeah, and then there's another one, the DMR. So I was just trying to see how I could hit it, is all. I was really surprised how well I did hit it. Rather go on the phone or go on the Who Cares Network.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of researching something, so I just heard you and I just wanted to see where it came from.
Call out one more time, let me know how it sounds. And I'll meet you back here.
Okay, I don't believe I'm hearing you there. I'm hearing you on DMR, which is where I'm hearing you. So, and I really don't want to take the time to decode it all.
That little antenna hits some stuff pretty good.